This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. The Agriculture Department is urging people to eat food 18 months past the throwaway date in order to solve the food waste problem in the United States. The department even released an app called Foodkeeper, which is supposed to have a more accurate calculation of food expiration dates. The app also has some tips on how to properly cook expired food and can even alert you when your food is nearing its real expiration date. Actress Amber Tamblyn is out with a new book of poetry.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Now, this new book of poetry is called Dark Sparkler. I love the name. Tell us about this new book from HarperCollins.
This is my third collection of poetry, and it's a sort of narrative book that explores the lives and deaths of child star actresses, so women who are very famous in their teens and 20s and 30s. So it's sort of a real look inside of my business and just what it's like to grow up in Hollywood. Dark Sparkler is a story of, it's a narrative poetry book, a collection of poems about the lives and deaths of child star actresses.
Amber, what inspired this?
The book was an accident, really. It was, I wrote a poem about the late Brittany Murphy and was sort of really taken with her death and the strange circumstances with which she died and the fact that it was sort of, to this day, you know, they're not really sure exactly what happened to her. It was pneumonia, but then they found like 10 different types of drugs in her house. And, you know, she had a very complicated demise, but she also was, vilified in a lot of ways towards the end of her life, and treated as many people are who become famous at young ages. They get older in their, you know, and it's usually just women that this happens to. Well, when they get older, they just sort of start to get discarded. And that certainly happened to her. And so the poem sort of examines her life and sort of from my perspective, looking as an insider into it. And then from there, just all of these other poems started to come about. And two poet friends of mine were the ones that said, you know, this is going to be just subject matter of your next book, right? You know, this is what you have to write about. And she was right.
I'm just curious why you use that technique, the art of poetry.
Well, I've been doing it as long as I've been acting. Like I said, it's my third book. So I've been writing it my whole life, and meaning poetry. And I feel like, you know, I feel like poetry sort of chose me, is the best way I can describe it. And it has been an outlet for me since I was a kid. And I think just a really important art form because it can express things in a way that narrative work can't. So prose and other things of that nature can't do, and often doesn't have the strength that a single good line of poetry can have.
As a child actress yourself, you have an interesting past. You have three godfathers?
Yeah, I mean, they're like godfathers in the sense of the word. Or in the sense of the term, the late Dennis Hopper and Neil Young and, my God, my brain is like, this is what happens when you don't have coffee before an interview. I blame myself. Jane Stockwell, thank you. There you go. Yeah, indeed.
I know you just wrapped up 2 and a Half Men. What was the final days of shooting that show like?
It was great, you know, but I wasn't really there for the final, for much of it. I was there sort of on and off, but I was also directing my first film. So, a film that I wrote and that I've been working on for the last 7 years, and so I actually asked for time off so I could go do that. So I really wasn't there other than this one day to do the one scene that I did.
So tell us about the film that you've been working on.
Yeah, well, anyone who's made a film that they really care about, they weren't just sort of a hired hand for, would tell you that's about the average length of time to get something off the ground. You know, you've got to cast it, and you've got to get it financed, and there's just so many moving parts to it. It's truly, getting a film made is one of the hardest things and one of the hardest lessons in just being told no over and over and over again until you know, make it happen.
Who's telling Amber Tamblyn no?
Well, you know, there's a lot of moving parts. You have to raise a lot of money. You know, and I'm somebody who didn't go to film school. I didn't go to college. It's very different to say yes to me as a director, especially if you've never seen any like short film or anything that I've ever done because I haven't done anything like that. So, you know, it's a risk. It's a gamble.
What's the name of the movie and when can we expect to see it?
The movie is called Paint It Black, and it's an adaptation of a Janet Fitch novel. She wrote White Oleander. So it's the book she wrote after that. And I'm actually just, things are so crazy for me right now. I'm on a huge book tour for Dark Sparkler. I'm doing 35 cities, and but I spent the first part of this year editing the film, and so I have to go back after this tour, and I have another 2 weeks editing it, and then hopefully it'll be finished, and then we can get to festivals.
Please say hi to your General Hospital fans.
Hi, most lovely, wonderful, loyal General Hospital fans in the entire world. You are all the best.
Very good. Amber, and also say hi to your dad. You know, he had a big influence on me at a young age watching West Side Story.
Awesome. I will. I'm actually, after I get off this interview, I'm going to call him.
Terrific. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. Have a good one, you guys.
With Amber Tamblyn, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you save more money? Make it a game.
Set a clear savings goal for this week or this month. For example, I want to save $100 by the end of the month.
Create a chart with your goal at the top. You may even break that goal up into levels. So in this case, your goal is $100. You could create four levels in $25 increments.
Then as you save money, color in the chart to show your progress in the game.
Give yourself a reward when you reach the next level and for achieving your overall goal. Make the treats a little bigger and better for each level up.
You can even put a picture of the treat beside the corresponding level.
It will remind you to keep pushing for your reward and lead to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Ted lives in an apartment complex. His neighbor bangs on the piano during all hours of the night. Ted told his landlord about the disturbance, but the landlord told him that neighbors need to work out their differences between themselves. Legally, is this true or false? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Order in the court.
The answer is false. All rental agreements include a quiet enjoyment clause, which works both ways. Landlords have a legal duty to enforce this agreement. And that's the final verdict.